Grace to you in peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I love to travel. Most of you have probably gathered that over the years, me being here. It was something instilled in me by my father from the earliest years of my life. Something you may not know about me, by the time I reached the age of 13, I had already traveled through 49 of the 50 states. The only one I hadn't hit at that time was Alaska. I was blessed to have traveled the highways and the byways of America, from the Pacific Coast Highway out west to the overseas highway that goes through the Florida Keys, from historic Route 66 in the desert to the Blue Ridge Parkway through the Great Smoky Mountains. We traveled through all of these states, save, of course, for Hawaii, with little besides our car, our clothes, our cooler, and our tent. And it was awesome, because I got to see the words of America the Beautiful come to life right before my very eyes. I saw those amber waves of grain in Iowa and the purple mountains' majesty in Colorado. I saw the spacious skies over Montana and the fruited plains of Nebraska. Already at a pretty young age, I saw so much of this country. And for that, I thank God. I thank Him for allowing me to have grown up in this amazing and blessed land. And now, in my adult years, I've had the privilege to continue my travels both here in America and throughout the world. Again, as most of you know, I've traveled to Thailand and to Israel. I've been through England and Korea, to Mexico and Haiti and Jamaica and Belize and a number of other places. I've been a lot of places and I've done a lot of things. But no matter where I go or what I do, I am always thrilled to get back home here to America. And not just because it's home, but more so because it's America. I love to travel. I love to see the world. But there's no place that I would rather live than here in America. And the more that I go to other places, the more thankful I am that I live here in the land of the free and the home of the brave. And so on this weekend, after having celebrated our nation's, 237th birthday, I believe, I thought it appropriate that we take a little extra time to thank God that He has so blessed us as to allow us to call America our home. Perhaps we also need to take an extra moment to remind ourselves how truly blessed we are. Because there's a growing sentiment in this country that bemoans and questions our blessedness. Many folks point to the large disasters that have taken place over the last number of years that have hit our country pretty hard. The hurricanes that have hit the South and the East Coast. The terrible tornadoes in Alabama and Oklahoma and Texas and other places. The flooding up north and in the Midwest. The fires that have been going on out west. The drought that is going on all over the place. People point to those things to show how bad it's gotten here in America. And there's a certain population that says, see, there is no God watching over us. Others point to the social an economic and political and moral divide that has taken place in this nation to show that we are not a nation of indescribable blessing, but a nation of boundless indulgence. And still others point to the growing persecution of the church by both the media and special interest groups to show what a bad place America has become. And while all of these trials have certainly added challenges to our lives, there's still no place that we'd rather be, right? I mean, I don't see anybody running for the border to get out. But I do see millions of people from all over the world waiting in line, waiting and hoping, and some of them running to get to this place that we call home. Psalm 136, as Charles read a few moments ago, the psalmist writes, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." And the psalmist goes on to name some of the wonderful things that God has done for which he should be thanked and praised, those things relating to his creative power. And then the psalmist moves on to enumerate some of the many ways that God had blessed them and saved them as the nation of Israel. He brought them out of slavery in Egypt. He destroyed the army of the Pharaoh. He defeated the kings of the Amorites. And finally, the psalmist thanks and praises God that he remembered them in their low estate because he gave them their land and their food. All these same things could be said of us here in America. Regardless of how immoral and unfaithful and self-serving we may have been or are as a nation, yet God has saved us time and time and time again from our enemies. He has blessed us with a beautiful, fruitful land. And he's given us the means and the know-how to constantly improve and protect our lives and our livelihood. And thus, even when things seem to be bad here, our bad is still better than almost anywhere else in the world. And thus, it is right, as we have again celebrated our nation's birthday, that we take extra time to give God, the God of heaven, thanks and praise. Because his love for us certainly has endured forever. But the ultimate proof of that enduring love, that love of God for us, is not to be seen in our nation's purple mountain majesty or amber waves of grain. God's love for us is not primarily to be seen that we live in a country where we have freedoms and rights and prosperity. It's not even to be seen in God's protection of us over from our enemies. The ultimate proof of God's enduring love for us, for which he is owed eternal thanks and praise, is to be seen in the sending, in the sacrifice of his son Jesus, by which he has made us citizens of heaven, not just citizens of America. God's love for us is so great that he sent his own and his only son Jesus here to this earth to suffer and to die for us, that we might know the gift of his forgiveness and to rise from the dead, that we might know the gift of everlasting life with him in the kingdom of heaven. And that's how we know that God's love for us endures forever. And that's why God is always deserving of thanks and deserving of praise, no matter what it's like here in America. And thus, even if every other worldly blessing were to be taken away from us, if somehow here in this great land of America we were to lose our freedoms and our rights and our natural resources and such, we as God's children would still have reason, good reason, to give Him thanks and praise. Because we still have Jesus. And we still have an eternity waiting for us in heaven. But those things haven't been taken from us. We still live in a nation of plenty. The place that we get to call home is still the land of the free and the home of the brave. And this country, despite all of its setbacks and all of its faults, is still the greatest and most blessed place on earth. And thus may we on this post-holiday weekend continue as Christians and as Americans. May we continue to give God thanks and praise. Because as we heard over and over and over again in the Old Testament reading today, because God's love for us endures forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen.